What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And the main theme of today's episode is guilt.
Guilt!
Yes. You gotta say it in a scary voice.
Yes. And this was recommended by one of our listeners, Aaron. So thank you so much for your episode suggestions. There's stuff that we wouldn't have thought to do ourselves. So we really take everything you guys write into account. Selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com for any suggestions. And we have so many people write in about questions, like advice questions for us about guilt. So I think this is going to be a good episode. Yes. And if you do write in, we answer all of those personally on our Patreon. So go to patreon.com/selfhelpless to listen to your personalized response.
Yes. $5 a month for 2 bonus episodes. Yeah. It's a great
plus
deal.
All this extra stuff.
So many extra things.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm in the process of feng shuiing a girl's bedroom right now. So cool. We're going to do, what's the other one?
You're going to do a one-on-one beauty consultation this week. I just did a bunch of dating advice vlogs. Taylor's done a bunch of advice vlogs. Is that what you say?
Vlog.
There we
good.
Go. I'm
Look
getting cooler.
You.
I'm getting cooler.
And if a dude gets it, I don't know. What would I do? Manscape?
Yeah.
Help a guy with a haircut or
something? Oh, my God. Beard oils and shit?
Yeah.
I'm sure they got all kinds of stuff.
Awesome. Okay. I'm so down.
It'll be great.
All right.
Do we have a quotable?
We do have a quotable. This was posted in our, what are we calling it? A secret Facebook group?
Secret Facebook group. Not closed, because closed sounds...
sounds like you can't sit with
exclusive.
Us.
Yeah. It's closed.
You can join it, but if you are mean to anybody, you get kicked out. That's the rule.
Yes, so it's our Facebook group that you request to be added, and we add everybody. So anyway,
like a club with a password, but the password's just please.
Open
sesame.
And one of our listeners posted a quote that says, balance is not something you find, it's something you create.
Ooh.
Yeah, by Jaina Kingsford.
Man.
Read that one more time.
Balance is not something you find, it's something you create.
Oh my God, so true.
That's
so that's what we have been talking about
really
for the past year.
Succinct one, because everybody does say, oh, you got to find balance. They always say find with it, but it's true that, you know, it's kind of like your quotable that you made, where it's like you have to, what did you say? You have to fit your job into your life, not your life into your job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's that kind of thing where it's up to you. Like, you have to create the balance.
Yeah, that was good. Who posted that one? That's a good gem to find.
I know.
That's so good.
Posted by...
It's not like balance is hiding from you.
By Rachel Wicklander.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel. Crushing the quotable game.
Yes.
My gosh. You guys have any treat yourselves / all the things that we talk about?
Yeah. I have a treat myself.
Go for it.
Please. I went up to the Bay Area with my boyfriend for a few days. It was so nice.
Is this the first mention of a boyfriend?
Is
on
it?
The
I don't know.
No,
the podcast?
Because, we talked about that Hannah had...
Oh, but I think I was still saying said, guy I'm seeing.
Yes.
Oh, I think we're talking about the actual word.
The word
of it.
This boyfriend? Is the B word.
Oh. This is the B word.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I can't believe I haven't done, we just stockpile so far back that a month later I'm like, oh, I guess I never said.
Yeah.
And it was so nice, and like all we did was just like lay in bed and make food, and like we went to the beach and went to the woods, and it was like the first time in a really, I can't remember the last time I completely like turned it off and was just very present and relaxed and like completely recharged. And I don't think I've ever felt this way about anybody, where I felt like I could spend all of my time with somebody and not get sick of them. Because every relationship I've been in, I've been like, I used to do like cruise ships, and they were like, you know, you can bring a significant other. And I'm like, gross, for 7 days? I'm like, I don't want to see any of these guys for 7 days. And this is the first time that I felt like just completely comfortable, and like it's so nice. It's like
the real shit.
That's
the real shit.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is. Very happy for you.
I'm very happy.
Much needed vacay.
Yeah, we were all very happy.
Yeah.
Sending us pictures of like tacos and stuff.
I know.
Like, that's a good life.
It was so it was like perfect. It was the kind of thing where you're like, this should be every day, but it can't.
Right.
But it should be.
Should be more of it.
But it can't. There should be more of it.
Yes.
And you just have to create that, like you said. Mm-hmm. So but yeah, it was so I can't get over how nice it was, actually. It's kind of insane.
Good. Wow. Keep it coming. Keep those trips coming and that downtime.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go to Maine next month.
Oh yes.
So, this was like the
and we're going to Vegas in like
I know
3 days. So
we are treating
mini
ourselves
bachelorette
hard.
Party.
Yes. I know. This like we had this Vegas trip planned before I got engaged, and so now we're like, well, this is a bachelorette party now, and they're pushing the whole sash and crown situation.
Oh,
like,
we're not pushing, we're insisting.
Oh no, it's not a choice. I don't know if we made it seem like it was.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Did you wear it? I apologize for the misleading of that.
I did get a $7 white romper from or bodysuit from Forever 21 yesterday.
Good.
So I was like, okay, I'll have something that's...
We are going to be slutty bitches.
I'm so excited.
That's going to be so fun.
I was looking in my closet today for the beachy clothing, and I went and saw like that... Remember that like bright red skirt I got? I was like, oh, great. I get to wear this in a few days.
Not wearing.
Equal
parts excited and terrified.
Oh, I cannot wait. I have never seen even a picture of Taylor dressed up like a total hoe.
Oh.
I don't know if I ever have.
We going to make it hoe it, baby. We going to hoe you up.
Yeah.
Putting fake eyelashes on you.
Oh, nice. God. Oh, yeah, you're going to do our makeup.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. That might be something we should do for like Instagram TV or something. Like,
yes.
We got to be... putting stuff up as we're out there.
Keep an eye on our social media.
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot of stuff. Because this will come out, this actually is going to come out like 2 days after we're recording it right now, and then we leave for Vegas the next day. So yeah, follow us. Let's just plug our socials real quick. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram and at Kelsey Cook on Twitter.
At Delaney Fisher on all the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter. Oh, and thanks everybody who watches the Netflix special.
Oh my god,
I forgot about
we haven't mentioned that yet, because it's been a little while.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching it. I got getting very nice responses, and the Tonight Show set, everything.
Fuck yeah,
it's been a lot this week.
Crushing it,
so awesome.
But yeah, what about you? You always have a treat yourself.
I've had so many treat myself lately, because Cam and I are settling into our new apartment, which I love so much.
It is stunning.
Yeah,
I got to go see it and like hang out at her pool, and it was truly like, wow, this is a goal for sure.
That's so awesome.
Thanks, babe. So I have been decorating. I've never been interested in decorating. I didn't understand people who were, and I have been hardcore just like, you know, Pinteresting stuff and looking at things and like trying to figure out like what my taste is, because I've never I've never had a chance to decorate an apartment from scratch ever. Oh, I'm 28 and it's my first time doing something like this. I painted a table. I went to Lowe's and I got sandpaper and paint and primer and wax and all this shit. And I painted a shit brown table and I made it like a bright blue color.
It's beautiful.
It's really, really cute. Thank you so much.
So yeah, I mean, we got a new couch and table and kind of just a lot of new stuff, silverware.
Yeah.
All the types of things that you need in a kitchen that you don't really think about. But everything is very minimal still. So
yes.
I'm keeping it contained. But that's my treat myself, is just redoing the apartment and setting up. I bought myself a digital picture frame and a portable scanner, because I've scanned all my documents, papers, pictures, and I'm putting it all on the digital frame.
Yeah.
So I can throw out the hard copies, because I posted something on the Facebook group about the 21-day minimalism challenge.
I've been hitting it so hard.
God, it's so good. And it's something I wish I would have found years ago when I kind of started all this decluttering and purging. So I've done all these steps, but it's taken me the course of a few years, because they just pop up in my head as ideas. I didn't know there was a incredible 21-day challenge for it. Yeah. I'm getting rid of all my paper hoard this year.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna scan everything. So
that's so cool.
It's been very good. Yeah,
I cannot recommend that 21 days of minimalism enough. You put it in the Facebook group, right?
I did, yeah.
Oh my God. They do at one point. It's such like a kind of radical idea. It's a little extreme, but it seems really effective, where the guy, when he started to get into minimalism, he packed everything up in his place as if he was moving.
Yeah.
But then just stayed in his place and would unpack something when he needed it.
Yeah. Oh, that's
incredible.
Amazing.
And then that stayed out. And then, you know, so over the course of, I think it was on the 10th day, he didn't unpack anything.
Yeah.
So like, and there's all this shit left that he just wasn't using, didn't need, didn't really care about. And I mean, again, that's a little bit of an intense thing to do. I mean, I was looking at my place like, I don't want to pack all this shit up.
Yeah.
Like,
you can just cover it with a sheet.
Right, yeah. Right. But yeah, it really does make you think, like, when was the last time I used this, or how much do I actually care about that? So
although
really
I will
cool.
say, I told Delaney this when she came up. I got rid of a pair of shorts, because I was like, I never wear these shorts. They were shorts like Delaney's wearing. And this morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to the boat. I'll wear those shorts. I got rid of the shorts because of minimalism.
Damn.
And so, yeah.
But look at your cute pants that you're wearing.
Yes.
So you're still covered.
I did just
adorable.
Buy these, and I've worn them twice.
Like, yeah.
Cool. They're like pajamas, amazing. But they're for outside. It's the best.
that is truly the best loophole.
Yeah.
I wore leggings on stage for the first time, but like like Adidas. Like I wore on stage what I slept in. And it was amazing. And I was like, God, I got to stop making so much effort. You know, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, minimalist.com. Check it out. They have so many good blogs, postings, and those challenges. Like, I've been really enjoying their podcast with tips on like how to deal with family as a minimalist and how to deal with birthdays and holidays and all that. So really good stuff. Highly recommend it if you're looking into that lifestyle. I cannot stress how much I love it enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel like I have one of everything. Life has been so crazy since the last time we were in the studio, because the last time we were here is when Kane proposed. So thank you. I mean, thank you again to you guys for being like the best friends in the world. That was so nice. And then thank you to all of the listeners, all of you guys that like left the nicest comments on all like the proposal video. So many of you sent me private messages that like, it was just, everybody was so nice. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Like nothing made me smile harder than scrolling through our Facebook group and seeing everybody be so happy. And like, I haven't met any of you, and you're so like, you care so much, and it made me feel so nice. And it was just the greatest thing. So thank you guys for that.
Aww.
We've already like, I basically jumped into wedding planning because even though it's a year away, that's how far out everything books.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to book what you want, or else somebody else is going to take it. And then like you can't use that venue, or you can't have that date.
Right.
So that's been a whirlwind. I will say, here's a defuck with the wedding planning that I did not expect. I've had so many people inviting themselves to our wedding.
That's insane.
Weird.
To me.
Isn't that so, like,
because you have to feed so them. Weird. It, like, costs money.
That's, yeah, like, just asking me for $75.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, the people asking are people I haven't spoken to in years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or haven't seen in years. It's just, it's the weirdest thing.
It is.
People who come out of the woodwork, like, I worked with your mom 20 years ago and I knew you when you were little and I think I should be invited. I'm like,
that's so strange.
That's so crazy. Even if I was inviting 10,000 people to my wedding, I still wouldn't invite you.
I think I should be invited. Yes. Is that a direct quote?
Yes. Yes.
That is so weird. Because, like, that's what? Just like wedding etiquette 101. You don't even have had to have been to a wedding ever in your life to know that you shouldn't ask, like, hey, I better
that's
be invited.
Life
am
etiquette.
I invited? That's weird.
You don't invite yourself to a
party.
Yeah.
Don't invite yourself anywhere. Don't get in my car. Don't do anything.
Exactly.
Don't invite yourself to a conversation with me without an express invitation from me.
Yeah.
I'm horrified by this.
Yes.
That
it's like really one of the most personal, intimate days that cost so much. The average wedding cost in 2017 was $33,000.
Yeah.
And we are going, your face.
Yeah.
We are going far below that, but it's still like a lot of money for two, you know, starving artists to cover.
Yeah.
And it's a lot per person. So when these people ask, it's just like, oh my God, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a defuck. Don't be inviting yourself to my wedding. The shit.
That's a message for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that is very
that's
weird.
So
that
nuts to me.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So
what
strange.
Have you been saying? Have you just been laughing?
I'm just not responding.
Oh, that's probably for the best.
No.
I feel like I would just say like, ha 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 ha. Thank you so much. Like, you know.
Oh, nah. I will not even acknowledge their presence.
Love you.
Dead to me now. But yeah, a lot of great things with wedding planning. A lot of even more defucks. Like, it's now what I'm talking about on stage. Like, how many really weird, outdated things are still happening at weddings that I wasn't even aware of until, like, I was on the phone with the DJ and he was like, okay, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And it's like, who is doing this? Who
like
wants
what?
To
like
do
the Macarena?
Like, no, like the.
Is that what you mean?
Do you guys know about like the dollar dance?
The dollar dance.
So all of the men at the wedding can give the bride a dollar to dance with her.
What?
That's you should.
I've
do
never
that.
Seen that before.
Ugh,
I would do that.
Like
I'd
glad,
get some money.
Glad I'm wearing a dress that costs more than my rent to slow dance with Carl. Like, I don't want to dance with like Kane's like farty friends, you know, who I love. But it's just like I don't want that.
I've been to a lot of weddings and I've never seen that. So
yeah,
I've never heard of that. Like
yeah, that's
way
a thing
back in the day kind of tradition or
yeah.
What?
How old is this DJ?
He's amazing. I'm like super excited to have him. But there's the anniversary dance. Have you heard of this? I haven't heard of this.
Oh, is
this
like if you're still married for 40 years, get out here on the dance floor.
It's almost like the opposite where he says all married couples go on the dance floor and then he goes, okay, if you've been married for two hours, sit down. So then like the newlyweds sit down. If you've been married for a year, sit down. 5 years. Till the longest married couple is the only one left on the dance floor and then they're supposed to give advice to the newlyweds. But there is so much divorce in my family. Like whoever's out there is on their third marriage and their like scorned ex is sitting in the crowd like, congratulations, Jerry, you know, like hope you're glad with your whore. Like I would never ever allow that. I could just feel like grandparents hating each other. It's just so much family tension. I would never want to like shine a spotlight on couples that have made it when their exes are going to be there. It's just like so many things.
I've never seen that either.
If you do that, you have to know who the winners are. There has to be somebody who's been married for like 60 years.
Right.
Like I could do that at my wedding because my grandparents are like 57 years in or something.
Same. Oh, see, there's
so they're fine. And we just go, hey, why don't you guys just come up here? We don't have to do the whole everyone sit down. Like just come out. We don't have to whack-a-mole and guess who. Like,
you just
it's
come.
You.
Yeah.
Come
my,
here.
Yeah. My grandparents are like the only people that have been married that long. But like they don't like each other. You know, like they stayed married because there was no option back then.
Wow.
You either marry the man who knocked you up? Or you go live in a village of tents somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, you got two options. Like,
oh, yeah. There's, that will not, there's literally no, there's no pair of grandparents on our family that are not divorced.
So it's a close race.
Real close race with all exes watching.
People
don't
celebrate with 2 years in.
We did it.
Go Gramps. Yeah, no. It's so bad. I'm not doing like the garter toss. I'm not wearing a garter. I don't want Kane fishing around down there for this piece of fabric that's been sitting by my crotch all day.
You don't want your uncle to catch your crotch bracelet?
Grabbing it with his teeth. Well, my dad watches. Like, who
he's supposed
wants
to do it with his teeth?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's
your
weird.
Head goes up the dress.
Yes.
And grabs
oh,
it with
yeah.
Your
no.
With
ew.
Your teeth,
with your dad.
With my
your dad watching.
With everybody watching.
I thought he just like kind of took
it
off.
My dad and my grandparents and my brother. Like, I don't.
Okay,
want...
but they don't do that at Christian weddings.
Well, no.
They do it with their hands. Like Jesus would. And then they wash your feet on the way down.
Well, I've really seen this. I've thing. Seen this at almost every wedding I've been to, but I've also seen it modified where they put the garter like really low. So it's basically like he just grabs it off of her ankle or her leg or whatever. But
it's
yeah,
like when you hide an Easter egg for a kid, but you put it right out there. So
right.
You can see it.
You could just don't toss the garter without having wearing it because they do the whole catch the bouquet, catch the garter,
right.
And you're supposed to be the next one. And all the single guys are like running away from it. That's always a fun moment.
I just don't. I care so little about the traditional stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just want to dance for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I,
that's great, too.
I don't want to fucking walk around with some weird piece of like, who does that? I'm not used to doing that. I want to be
wearing
uncomfortable.
One now.
Your Saturday garter. I just.
I've days of the week garden.
Yeah. I love it.
So anyway,
I'm very excited for your wedding.
I've
been
so
a lot
excited.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of defucks of like, what is happening?
It just has to be you and what you like.
We're so excited if we're invited.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Never assume.
You're like, oh God, are we?
We're coming.
I should start my apology email now.
Delaney's marrying us. It's very exciting. And it's going to be awesome. I'm
so
excited.
But you're marrying her, but that makes you kind of like, you're like a caterer.
Yeah.
You're working.
You're not even technically good.
Yeah, you're going to be the help for hire. Yeah. I'm going to walk around with a cheese plate. So we're all contributing.
Oh my
Mike
God.
Coletta is going to be our flower girl.
That is the greatest thing I have ever heard in my life.
So I just picture Mike, just this big goofy guy, just flopping flowers around.
I am really excited for that experience because it is going to be just, it's going to be so you. And like, I feel the same way about those traditional stuff. It's like, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do if and when that day comes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, so I'm very excited to see that.
Cool.
Should we get into the meat?
Yes.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Let's dive in. Who wants to go first?
Oh gosh,
Taylor.
Why don't you go first?
I think this is a big one for you.
Yeah, this is a big one for me this week. I did look up some stuff about it real quick just to get some stuff on you. This is on Psychology Today. It's like the first thing. It says 10 things you don't know about guilt, just a couple things that I read that I thought were interesting is guilt protects our relationships. It's considered a pro-social emotion because it helps you maintain good relations with others, which is more of a positive spin on guilt that I appreciated as far as like, you know, like
we've
talked
true.
About this, feeling guilty about wanting to be a good person and a good friend.
Keeps people from cheating.
Right.
Does you know, keep you're like, well, I don't want to walk around with this feeling of guilt forever.
Right.
It's not worth it.
That's why you got to find someone guilty who feels guilty about,
about
stuff they didn't even do wrong. Because it'll keep, I feel guilty about everything. It's the only thing that'll keep me from cheating. I know that. We experience 5 hours a week of guilty feelings.
Wow.
That seems low.
I'm like, that seems high for
I know,
me.
I'm like, God, that's
really?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure that's actually very accurate.
Yeah, that's 5 hours? Pff, that's nothing.
That might be more than that for me, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah. One study, if you watch all of the episodes of the Comedy Lineup on Netflix, that's only 2 hours. So as far as bingeable, this guilt's not even bingeable. One study found that if you add up all the moments you spend feeling mildly or moderately guilty, it adds up to a pretty significant chunk of time. But it can be guilt can be useful in small doses. Again, I agree with that. Unresolved guilt is like having a snooze alarm in your head that won't shut off. Makes it hard to concentrate.
That's accurate.
Yeah, makes it difficult to think straight, makes you reluctant to enjoy life, makes you self-punish. makes you avoid the person you've wronged or that triggers those emotions. And they make you feel, yeah, you feel guilty, but you also feel resentful. And guilt-prone people often assume they've harmed others when they haven't. I deal with that all the time. I think people are mad at me all the time, which they almost never are, or that I did something wrong, or I accidentally hurt someone's feeling. And so, and it's like, it's so detrimental to your mental health just to walk around with that assumption all the time. But yeah, as far as, there's so many different types of guilt. I feel like there's earned guilt, is like you did something shitty,
right?
You should feel guilty. There's healthy, that's like healthy guilt, and there's paranoid guilt, and then there's guilt that is like thrust upon you.
It's like inflicted.
Inflicted guilt, which is something I dealt with this week. So as I've already promoted several times, the Netflix 15 came out. It is not 100% clean. I don't think it's bad.
Oh my God. It's 100% clean.
It's 100% clean to me. Okay, there's what? There's one condom joke?
I think there's two swear words. I said shit and bitch, which granted, I probably didn't need to say it.
I said that shit this morning when I woke up. Like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's...
And the condom joke is clean. Like, it is.
You talk about a Halloween costume.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know, but that's dirty.
But I forget going, that sorry. Like clean and dirty are relative.
Right.
Super like,
that's
relative.
True.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, continue.
And coming
from, I know we're very fired up about it.
I know. Like, well, coming from church, it's like a lot. So, and my parents came to the Tonight Show the week before Tonight Show, super, super clean. Yeah. You know, they loved every second of it, so proud. And part of the reason I wanted them to come to that was because I knew the Netflix thing was coming out and I didn't know how they were going to react to it. So
see that, and that's like, so that's such a bummer that you were even having to think like that.
Yeah.
That you were having to kind of like think ahead and almost like strategize like this to pad this. It's like, that sucks.
I know. Yeah. Which is, and it's stupid too, because it's like having one last great day with someone you're going to break up with. It's like, it's not gonna, you're not gonna enjoy that memory, you know? You're just, it's like just for the present. It doesn't make any sense. But all that to say, the Netflix thing came out, and my sister let me know that my parents were watching it. And so they watched it, and they didn't say anything to me for 3 days. I didn't talk to them.
God.
So that whole time I'm just sitting around going, I don't know if they're mad, I don't know if they hate it. I mean, I know my parents are very supportive as far as like if something comes out that they're proud enough to tell their friends, they're gonna post about it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't post about it, they didn't say anything. They didn't even say like, we watched it, good job. So it gets to be it came out on Tuesday, it came out like Monday night at midnight, and they watched it Tuesday. It gets to Friday, so yesterday, and I called my dad and he didn't answer, and I called my mom and I was like, I was talking to her about other stuff, and I mentioned promoting. I was doing radio that morning to promote the Netflix thing, and I said, like, oh, I'm going to do that, and, like, oh, there's this billboard on Sunset. It's pretty cool. She was like, oh, cool. And I was like, okay, so did you guys watch it? And she was like, yeah, we did. And I was like, okay. I was like, were you disappointed? And she was like, yeah. She's like, your dad was disappointed. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
And
that makes me so upset.
And then we had a whole, and she was, granted, she wasn't mad at me. She wasn't anything like that. So, and that was my biggest fear, is that they were going to be mad. And all she basically just said, like, they didn't really like it. They didn't like the editing. They thought the audience was too quiet. Like, you couldn't really hear them, which I can't do anything about that. As far as how many applause breaks did you get?
Yeah,
those sound quiet when you. I thought that too. So it was like it was my own. It was like when you got shitty feedback about your Tonight Show set, and then we were like, "What?" And you were like, "But that's something I was worried about." And then someone else said something remotely close to it, and so I had felt like when I watched pieces of it, like, "Oh, it sounds kind of quiet," but all right. I mean, it's good. I guess it's fine. And so when they said, she was like, it just sounded really quiet. And she's like, and your Tonight Show set was just so much better. And 6 months really makes a difference, I guess. And you're so much better now. And
that makes me so mad. Yeah. And I don't want to say anything bad about your parents. It just is like wanting to defend you.
I know.
Because you were so good. And then Netflix taping, like her saying 6 months makes a big, like, you were fucking amazing.
The difference is, and I do think in some ways I was better on The Tonight Show. I mean, 6 months does make a big difference. It's 4 minutes as opposed to 15. It is different. But The Tonight Show audience is so different than a special taping or even a club. Like,
and the audio of The Tonight Show is different
completely
as well.
Different.
Like, it's
completely different.
It's a small studio, The Tonight Show. And that Netflix room is, like, wide, big ceilings, like, it's just different, but
it didn't even sound like they mic'd the audience.
Right.
For Netflix. And I think they do that on purpose because they're like, we don't want the laughs to destroy. We want as many jokes in there as possible.
Right.
So I think they did it on purpose. But for my parents, the response is really important to them. Like it's the whole appearances thing. So for them, it really affected how they thought it went.
Because it validated to them that we must be right. If we think that clean is better and we think there's lower laughter here, then we must be right.
Right. Because if I had done the exact same thing on The Tonight Show, exact same thing, but I hadn't gotten like any applause breaks.
Right.
They wouldn't have thought it was as good because, there's a lot placed on the audience. And you know, to a certain extent, I agree. Like it changes the rhythm or whatever. But it was tough because she was really like, she kind of made me feel like my dad was angry at me. She was like, you need to call your dad. You guys need to talk about it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, great.
I'm clutching the table.
I know.
Right now.
I hate this.
I'm just going to say this. I'm going to bite my tongue, but I think your parents are lovely people, but how they can be in anything but in awe of you blows my mind.
Right.
Because you're an incredible comedian. I don't think people realize how hard this industry really is.
No.
And the fact that you are this age getting all this, these huge milestones that takes people decades to get.
Right. Some people never get.
They never get. And
most people never get.
There's something. Yeah. And instead, I don't know. I feel like they could have still congratulated and done all these things without sharing their disapproval.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Honesty is a big thing for them. Like, we're always going to tell you what we think. And I was like, okay, well, you could also have not done that.
Right.
But it was, whatever. You're right. They don't understand the business. My mom also said within that conversation, I'm predicting you're going to headline Carnegie, you're going to sell out Carnegie Hall in 3 years. And I was like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. No. And once she said that, it was towards the end of the conversation after she'd said everything else. And I was like, oh, none of this is, I shouldn't listen to any of this.
Yeah.
Because if you think that I can if you think I can sell out Carnegie Hall when I am 27,
they don't know how the industry works.
You don't know how this works.
Right.
It's, you know.
Yeah. Right. Our parents be like, call Jerry Seinfeld to do comedians in cars.
Exactly. That would be good for you. That would be good. Exactly. Yeah. So it hurt my feelings that she was like, your clean stuff is better than anyone out there. And I was like, you don't watch any other comedians. What are you talking about? Like, you don't know who else is out there. And then my dad took a while to get back to me, and I thought he was just angry. I was like, he's so mad. And then he finally, so I had a rough day on Friday.
But then
he got back to me, and he called me, and he was fine. And I was like, okay, so everything's cool. And then we actually had a really good talk. We had a long talk. Granted, he said all the same things my mom did. He didn't like it. And he was like, you know, he was like elephant in the room, you know, condom joke. He's like, it's disturbing to me to hear my daughter talking about that stuff. Cause I think, how does she know about that? And is that what she's dealing with? And he goes, I don't want to know the answer,
which
believe it or not, huge progress
for
me and my dad.
Okay.
Huge progress for him to go, I don't want to know the answer, as opposed to, what are you doing out there? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, completely huge. Yeah, baby steps. Okay. Baby steps. So it was actually a great conversation as far as like nobody was mad. Everybody was just like, yeah, no, I get that. And I was very open with him and honest. I was just like, hey, like, you know, I don't want to disappoint you, but I also like he was saying like, I felt like you gave up an audience to please another audience that isn't as good, essentially, like by being not squeaky clean. You know, he's like, you lost some people because like you lost like this audience that only wants clean, like basically him. Right. He would be in that audience,
right?
And
right.
So he's like, and now you're just, you know, doing a condom joke for, you know,
for all the sluts.
Exactly. Basically, yeah. And it was
sluts and the sinners.
Yeah, kind of. And it was rough because I had to explain to him. I was like, you know, I'm really proud of that joke. That's one of the best jokes I've ever written. It's the one I get the most feedback on. I was like, that probably got me that TV show deal. Like, he's like, why do you think that joke got you that? And I was like, because I did it for Montreal and it went amazing. And it all goes into that. And I was like, there are things I want to talk about that aren't going to be clean, and it just is what it is. And I was like, I think, he's like, I just don't want you to be Amy Schumer. And I was like, Amy Schumer talks about like getting blackout drunk and yeah, and like sex and really graphic and stuff. And he goes, well, I don't even know what she talks about. And I said, exactly, you don't know.
So yeah.
I was like, there's a lot. I was like, Dad, there's so much gray area between Amy Schumer and like Mary, Son of Jesus. Like, there's just so much in there. And I was like, Dad, I don't think I'm doing anything that would horrify you. I really don't. I'm pretty responsible. And like, it was tough, man. Like, before I talked to him and thought he was mad at me, I was talking to my boyfriend about it. I was just like, I just don't know what to do because I'm such a good kid. Like, I'm such a good kid. I try so hard. And this is the one thing I can't do for them. Mm-hmm. And I can't be a Christian comedian. Like, I can't do it. And it sucks because I want to, but I'm just not that thing. So there was a lot of guilt on that. But it ended up being good, and it was a good conversation. It was stuff that needed to happen. And I'm sure it won't be the last time that happens, but it's tough because you can't let guilt over other people's reactions to your choices rule your life.
Yeah.
Because I talk to my parents a lot, and they're still not in my life very much on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So you can't structure your life around a set of people you might disappoint at Christmas and then be miserable the rest of the year.
Right.
And it goes back to, you know, like dating and like seeing people through your parents' eyes and hoping they won't judge them. And you tend to do it to yourself too, where you're like, oh, they would see me do this and they would think I'm disgusting or whatever. So, it was a big week for feeling super guilty about all that stuff.
That's really hard.
Especially
the whole clean versus dirty thing. I know we've talked about, it's like, you're just being you. Like, our jokes are our experiences, and sometimes they're clean and sometimes they're dirty and sometimes they're political and sometimes they're not. I mean, it's just, it's all part of just your expression. So I just hate those boxes that comics and other artists get pegged in. And also just, like you said, it just comes down to, you're the one who has to live your life as you every day.
Right.
So if you're going to let somebody else dictate how you live, it's just, you shouldn't do that. Because you're not living for them. They don't have to wake up in your shoes every day and go do what you do.
Right.
You know, you have to live your life.
Right.
And you can respectfully take into account what they're saying and thank them. But ultimately, you have to be happy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Being yourself. So,
it's
a tough one.
It's so extra hard, too, when it's your parents. Because, like we've talked about in here, like, you have this instinctive need for their approval as much as like you maybe feel like, oh, I don't need it, I don't want it. It's like, it's something that's very hard to fight. So I really feel for you. Like, that has to be that much harder that it's your parents, because it's like, and it's true what you're saying, that I feel like they almost are too zoomed in on what they think you should be as opposed to like what you could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are such a good kid and like such an amazing comic. It's like, you could have a daughter that's out like smoking crack.
Yeah.
You know?
And they do. They love me and they're supportive. And I think we're figuring it out. We're figuring it out together. And it went a lot better than it could have. And so I'm good with it now, but it was a tough one.
Yeah.
But you were saying you felt guilt around.
Oh, I've had some interesting conversations recently with family and stuff. I'm getting, I don't think people realize like how much of a minimalist I am and like how much I've gotten rid of. Uh-huh. So if anybody ever brings up like, do you still have that thing or where is this thing? And I don't have it anymore. I have to kind of explain why. Mm. And so I talked to my mom recently about like gift giving and stuff like that. My mom is a wonderful, generous person who's always given me way too much, like out of love. Yeah, and right. Stuff that like some stuff I needed, some things I don't need. I kind of had a talk to her recently about like gift giving. You know, she wanted to give us a housewarming gift, which she did, and I hung on the wall and I'm like, okay, that's all we need. Thank you so much. She wanted to give us a gift for like our 1 year self-helpless anniversary, but like she aww. Wants to give gifts at every like celebration and milestone, that's which so is beautiful. Sweet. She's yeah. a wonderful so person. Sweet. And that's the thing is like it's all out of love, but I've had to say, look, I'm really like I'm a minimalist. Like I have like one hat. You know what I mean? Like I'd rather go to lunch with you or spend the day with you somewhere than to receive a gift. You can, if you and so
we, or massage gift certificate, massage, something that's like an experience,
massage, food, and she does that too. Like she's so generous, she does that too. But she wants to give me like little, like when my movie got sold, she got me like a little apple that says "Bad Tutor" on it. Like she's just cute.
Yeah,
she's fucking adorable. But I tell her like, look, you've been doing this, since I was a kid, and like I want to keep everything because it's sentimental and wonderful, and I love having it. But I had like a full kitchen set by the time I was 17. Yeah. Like I didn't even have an apartment yet. And my mom had already given me like everything I could ever need for an apartment.
Right.
I was like, I appreciate it. But I'm starting to live a different lifestyle. And you know, there's certain things like if I want something, I kind of just want to pick it out myself and like find out what kind of things I like and all that. So, it went very well, but it's a little uncomfortable and there's definitely some guilt around me letting go of things or like even saying that to people.
Yeah.
You know, that like, that experience is over gifts. Like you kind of sound like you might be ungrateful or all this stuff, but really it's like, no, I'd rather have your time than a piece of an item. Like I'd rather spend the day with you at the beach than, you know, have this thing. So yeah, I've been having some guilt around letting stuff go, which is a big one, especially like pictures right now since I'm digitizing everything. That was interesting, but I'm gonna probably have to have a lot more of those conversations going forward to keep my apartment the way that it is. So those are the recent guilt feelings I've had.
Mine have all kind of been around the wedding lately. Financially, it's really interesting what happens when you start to plan a wedding, because other people have expectations of what your wedding should be, both with like who should be invited and how much money you should spend and kind of like what the tone of the wedding should be. And my dad and stepmom and my mom are all pitching in a little bit financially, which we're like so, so grateful for. But I had a conversation with my dad about like kind of where that money was going and kind of like what our overall budget is. And I'm comfortable talking about it on the podcast because I'm actually like proud that we're trying to stay within $10,000, which in this day and age is like practically impossible. Like unless, you know, when you talk about that, you want to get married on your grandparents' orchard, like unless you have a venue yourself, it's really, really hard. A lot of places just to like use their space cost $5,000, and that doesn't include anything. That's not like including food or drinks. It's just like you can use our building.
Rental fee, yeah.
So we're doing it on a Thursday, which is a weekday. So then like there's practically no rental fee. And then we get a discount on all of the vendors. So I feel like I worked really hard to get us all of like these really great deals. And I felt proud of like the work I did, because I think some other people would have just been like, oh, whatever, we'll just find a way to pay like a crazy amount of money and just make it work. But I was like, no, this is like what we can afford. This is what we can save up for over the course of a year. And even still $10,000, like I feel that's still crazy to
me. That's a lot of
money to spend in one day. It's still crazy, but it's like, I don't know. It's too much to get into like the specifics of where that money goes. But, you know, a lot of it is like food and beverage, and we're only having like 50 people there, but it adds up a lot. So I was telling my dad kind of like what the costs were looking like, and and all this stuff. And he just, he seemed so disappointed. Like, he couldn't see, I think, the work I was putting in, and just the fact that, like, that's what things cost now.
Yeah.
Unless you have a cousin who's a DJ and a sister who's a photographer and, you know, like, the grandparents were, like, it's really hard. You have you have to pay money. And my dad was like, well, when your stepmom and I got married, we just served people cake and mints.
Really?
And, like, he's like, and even though it was, like, at dinner time, like, that's just all we serve people. And I'm thinking, like, well, people probably weren't, like, super stoked about that decision you made.
I left early.
Like, and also, that was your second marriage.
Yeah.
Like,
and how long ago was that? That was, like, a long time ago.
25 years ago.
Things have changed.
Exactly. Yeah. 25 years ago. And, you know, Kane's mom is, she's so sweet, and she's, like, she's super excited. But Kane's told me that, like, her second wedding was, they went to the courthouse and then they got McDonald's afterward with Kane and his sister when they were kids, you know? And it was like, cause they had both already had actual weddings, I think. So anyway, it's like, I just felt like my dad's perspective on it was very different than, like, what is happening now. This is, like, my, this is my first and hopefully only wedding. And it's 2018, like, things are super expensive, and we're having it down, like, in the San Diego area. So people are flying down. I'm not going to have people fly down and then just serve them cake. Like, people have to eat food. I want to give them a meal and, like, give them alcohol. And anyway, it just, like, it's tough to feel guilty about this process when... I feel like I'm doing everything I can, short of just going, like, let's go to Vegas and do it at, like, a drive-in, which, not knocking that, like, that's totally fine. If that's something people are into, great. Like, that's awesome. Like, that does save you a fuck ton of money. But if you do want to have an actual wedding, which I go back to what you said, I say this all the time, you said that your wedding, or, like, no, the only days that everybody you love will be there for are your wedding and your funeral.
Yeah, all in one place. It's a crazy experience. Like, when else do you get that?
Exactly.
So that's, yeah, that's why I would want to have some kind of,
like,
party,
an actual,
you know,
wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I, like, I love the people in my life so much. I feel so lucky to have a lot of really great friends and family. And it's something, like, I cannot wait to just be on the dance floor with everybody. That's, I will never have had that experience before with, like, all of my friends there, all my family. And it's important to me. So I don't know. I think we're doing a really good job. And, like,
So wait, your dad was disappointed because he's thinking it's costing too much?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, Kelsey, I've been to a lot of weddings and I don't know anybody who's spent $10,000 or less.
Thanks.
I mean, maybe there is, like, a backyard wedding at some point, but, no, like, that, I mean, people I know the past, like, 5 years or so, it's between 20 and 50 grand.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And
you know, and
yeah.
So $10,000 is an incredible price for a beautiful wedding. And it's not like you're giving anything. I'm like, you have a gorgeous venue.
Yeah.
You have great food, open bar.
Yeah.
You're not settling at all.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not settling. That's the thing, is, like, it's going to be a gorgeous wedding.
Yeah.
And you're paying 10 grand versus 30 if you had done it on, like, a Saturday, like
exactly.
we talked about. So it's going to be a phenomenal wedding, and it's a great price, and you should not feel guilty about a dollar you spend on that day.
Thank
at
you.
All. It's your day.
Thanks.
It's your princess day.
It's your princess day.
Well, it is, like, it's tough because just on a day-to-day basis, the thought of spending $10,000 in one day, you're like, that's nuts. Like, holy shit. But when you get engaged and you start the wedding planning process, your perspective does shift a little bit where you're like, okay, well, if I want to have an actual, like, wedding where people come and we do the whole thing, it is going to cost money. And you just kind of have to, like, get used to that. And I think maybe my dad is, this was, like, a couple week or so ago that we had this talk. And I think maybe, like, he's kind of come around to it and understood a little bit more since then. But I tried to tell him what some of my friends have spent or are spending on their wedding. And I was like, yeah, some of my friends are spending, like, over $50,000. And he was like, oh, Kelsey, like, just, like, and then he was like, well, I can't give you any more money than I'm giving you. Like, he got defensive.
Oh,
like, he thought I was telling him what my friends, are spending as like a, yo, like you should give me more. And I was like, whoa, I would never ask that of you. We're so grateful for like what you guys are pitching in. Like, I would, I'm just saying that to try to make you proud of me that I'm doing all this work to not spend that level of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like a weird guilt thing you don't want to feel that way when you're planning this day that I'm like super excited about.
Maybe you think of it like you're paying like per month, you know, like you have a whole year and you're paying like a monthly bill towards this amazing day that's gonna have beautiful photos of and great memories and it's gonna be awesome.
I'm so excited. It's just, again, you want that parental goddamn parental approval where I'm like, just love me. Yeah, just approve. I know.
You want them to come and go, you did all this?
Yes. For this amount of money?
Yeah.
Didn't. And also, it's like, I don't really care about flowers. And like, there's certain things I don't really care about. And it's like, I want him to be proud that he said some comment like, no bridezilla, please. And I was like,
what?
You know me. I'm not that person that would be like that anyway. And it's like, I'm the opposite. I'm the one who's saying, I don't want to do all this shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it just was weird. It just, yeah.
It's interesting that we're all adults and all of our guilt stuff, this episode has been surrounded by our parents.
I know.
Yes. How interesting is that? It really is. Like, it's something that's really always there. And I think a good lesson is like, you got to do you. And if you upset them, hopefully they come around. But if not, like, you got to live your life every day and you're not a little kid anymore.
Yeah. You know? Unless you're an asshole. Most guilt is inflicted by other people.
True.
And
their
expectations.
Right. So, you know, you keep doing whatever the hell you want to on stage.
Thank you.
Have a fucking great wedding day. And I'm getting rid of all my shit and nobody can do anything about it.
Oh, my God.
All right. We got to wrap it up.
Yes. Woo.
But we love you guys. Please subscribe on iTunes. If you haven't already, give us a 5-star rating and review. Takes no time.
We love you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And subscribe to Patreon for bonus episodes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're loving the Patreon. It's so,
so
cool. And when you guys subscribe, you are contributing to our eventual Self-Helpless live tour. So that's our long-term goal that the Patreon is going to help with.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Why won't it let me be?